You are tuned to God's own radio, Radio Sai Global Harmony. And this is the segment, Service, Love in Action. Bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. And at the outset, let us collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, who has given us the easiest path of self-realization through his teachings like love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. Dear listeners, in this segment every Thursday, I try to highlight the various service projects of Bhagwan. And today we will be listening to a recording of a conversation. Well, this conversation is about a very special service initiative by the Sai youth in a small village called Ambodola in southern Orissa. The idea of this service activity came out when a Sai youth, Mohan Bhai, was inspired by a convocation drama presented by Bhagwan students on 2004. Later, Swami comes in the dream of another Sai youth from Orissa, Trinath, and instructs him to go ahead and construct an orphanage. Well, dear listeners, let me not reveal the entire story right now, as it has many other stories connected to it. We will present this whole story as a lively conversation between Bishu and Deepak Anand. The time right now in our studio is 11:05 a.m. A warm and pleasant day in Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Bhagwan is often referred to as an incarnation of love, isn't it? It is not just because he is pure, unsullied love, but also because he inspires that same pure love to all around him. And one beautiful form in which this love expresses itself is that of service to others. Well, dear listeners, to serve in the name of Sai, all you need is a heart full of love. That is what was shown in the world by a few youth from a little known village of Ambodola in southern Orissa. The story of the birth of Sai Karunalayam, an orphanage, is truly fascinating. Every action of the Lord has a far deeper influence than we can ever fathom. Well, you will understand what I am saying as this story reveals itself, but I am going to just narrate this story to you. I am going to present this Seva story as a lively conversation. So, over now to Bishu and Deepak Anand, who will take you through this moving story of a youngster, his inspiration and the Lord's encouragement.
Sai Ram, Bishu.
Sai Ram, Deepak, how are you?
I am good, Bishu. Happy working with the boys in the university.
Mm.
And how are you? I do not see you much these days.
Well, I am very much here, busy as always in Radio Sai. In fact, after we started this Thursday live sessions, we have become more occupied than before.
But
it is really exciting, you know. I like it. It's fulfilling.
I know. And I have been fortunate also to participate in a few live sessions.
Yes, yes.
Enjoyed every moment of it.
Hmm.
But there is something I want to ask you, Bishu, which has been going on in my mind for some time.
What is that?
You are from Odisha, right?
Yes, very much.
Okay, the other day, the children from this state staged a program in Sai Kulwant Hall, which was so good. In fact, it was very creative and moving. It took me back to the year 2009, 2010. When children from this state had staged dramas and traditional dances in front of Swami, if you remember.
Yes, 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 I do.
And at the end of the program, the best part was, Swami just gave himself away to these children.
Oh yes, how can I ever forget this moment?
Yeah, and now the other day, someone told me that even though the Sevadal requirement every month in Prashanti Nilayam is about 700 to 800, whenever the turn of Odisha comes, there are nearly 2,000 eager devotees waiting for a chance to serve.
Yes, yes.
This is something unusual, Bishu, is it not?
Absolutely.
Especially in this changed circumstances when we do not have the fortune any longer of Bhagwan's physical presence. So there definitely has been a surge of Sai devotees in this state. What is the story behind this, Bishu? Do you have any idea on this? What is the beautiful thing that is going on and happening in this state?
You very rightly said there is something beautiful happening in this state, Deepak.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said about the surge of the Sai movement is absolutely true. For some unexplained reason, the Sai movement in this eastern state, which is supposed to be India's one of least developed states.
Yes.
But the movement is simply growing exponentially, Deepak.
Mm.
And every day, you see this movement gain a new momentum? Of course, one obvious fact probably is Swami's Orissa Rehabilitation Housing Project.
I saw that.
Swami constructed houses for more than 700 to 1,000 maroon families
after the
that
floods.
Happened in 2008, after the floods in 2008. But I think that can explain only a fraction of the
Must be of
what we are seeing in this state. I really don't know. I think it is just Bhagwan's mysterious ways and also the simple and sturdy, innocent faith of these devotees.
I vouch for that.
The state of Orissa. And I can tell you about this from my own experience, because every day I hear stories of Swami's omnipresence from different districts of this state, Deepak. In fact, just a couple of days ago, Trinath, a Sai youth from Ambadola, he was here. And he showed me pictures of how Vibhuti has filled the chair they have placed for Swami in their house. I saw images of nectar oozing from Swami's pictures. In another picture, I saw how Swami's padukas have moved as if Swami is leaving now after the bhajans.
Wow.
And actually there are so many. It's a plenty. It's almost 2 GB of pictures that he has shared with me of the miracles that is happening in his house. And Deepak, this youth, Trinath, he's such a fantastic personality, because I have interacted with him. He has sacrificed his career and his ambition, the money and prosperity that he could have gained, everything. He's just given up only to serve Swami.
I'm sure, you know, when you have these miracles happening around you, you really become dedicated to his mission because you hear the inner calling.
Yes.
That is so inspiring, Bisho. Tell me about this Ambadola story you were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, what is happening in this Ambadola, which is a small little hamlet in Orissa, is something really very revealing. But, you know, it's a long story. You have the time, Deepak?
Oh, yes, Bisho. I do not want to miss this. I do not know when we'll get time again to settle and all the examinations are on. That is why you don't have time.
Okay,
so
good.
please go on, Bisho.
Yeah, I think we should never miss the chance.
Absolutely.
Well, the story starts from here. It is the month of November 2006.
Okay.
And the rehearsal is on for a play in front of Bhagwan by the youth of Orissa.
Okay.
And the play is about building an orphanage in Ambadola.
Okay.
Ambadola, as I told you, it is a small, uncared for, you know, hapless village in this southern part of Odisha. And as this rehearsal is going on, this youth, Trinath, who is actually the protagonist, the lead actor in this drama, he gets a dream. And a voice in that dream just asks him to wake up to a promise.
A promise? To whom was this promise made? I didn't get it, Bishu.
Yeah, I mean, what happens in this drama is this. This protagonist, Trinath, he builds an orphanage.
Okay.
Okay, so that is the story of the drama. And during this period, you know, when they are practicing for this drama, Swami comes in the dream of Trinath, and he very firmly and emphatically says, "Is it only acting? Make it into a reality."
Wow. And what was Trinath's reaction?
I mean, Trinath was startled. He just got up with a start. He could not sleep that night. That voice was so powerful. Make it a reality.
I can understand that, Bishu. But even for a devotee, when you receive such, as you can say, bolts from the blue, at times it becomes a dilemma as to whether the dream was certainly the voice of God or, you know, maybe the play of the mind. So actually,
exactly.
What did Trinath do finally?
Yeah, I mean, he was also confused. So he just could not sleep.
God.
And this message, he just kept ringing in his mind again and again, and he felt as if it was Swami who was beseeching him to pay attention. He could recognize that it was Swami's voice, because he had come to Prashantinilayam, he had heard Bhagwan. So it was clear to him that it is Bhagwan's voice, and here Bhagwan was giving him this command, take action. And you know, that voice was just imploring him, make it a reality, make it a reality. It was so forceful. So now he had no doubt that it was definitely his Bhagwan from whom this message was coming.
Yeah, okay, but there was no doubt that it was Bhagwan's voice. So what happened? Did Trinath start planning to make an orphanage?
Well,
what happened?
No, he was still confused. And, you know, they were at the time doing the play. And he was still thinking what exactly this means. I mean, he was not convinced that it is Bhagwan's voice. No, but what does it mean? What does Swami really want me to build an orphanage?
Orphanage, yeah.
I mean, they are just, you know, small group of people in a rural hamlet. I mean, it's actually thinking very big to do an orphanage now with the resources that they have. Very meager resources. So, what happened was, he was actually lost introspecting. You know, every time he used to just go and think about this. What is the meaning of make it a reality, make it a reality? And even as this was happening, you know, something else started happening in his house, which actually befuddled him even more.
And what was that, Navishu?
No, there are these signs of grace that started coming, that started appearing in his house.
Okay. Now, there were signs of grace. You mean some mysterious manifestations?
Exactly. You got it. Exactly. Vibhuti started appearing on Swami's pictures in Trinath's house.
Wow.
He could not believe that, you know, he was a recipient of such grace. You know, they are just...
Naturally. Happened for the first time, Vishu, it is really something very awe-inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. He was actually so shocked and excited. And so what he did, again, you know, a bit of confusion. First time it is happening. You know,
yeah.
He doesn't know how to react to this. So what he did was, he called up Mohan Bhai. He's kind of the senior youth leader there. And in confidence, he shared with him what is happening in his home. And then Mohan Bhai, he advised him to maintain absolute purity in their home.
Naturally.
You know, it's almost Swami's presence.
Presence in the house, yeah.
So you maintain the sacred vibrations. And actually this continued. You know, the next day, the blessings multiplied.
Wow.
This kumkum started falling from the pictures. And for a whole week, you had this vibhuti, kumkum, honey and milk just pouring from all photographs of Swami. And you know what? It was this time that Mohan Bhai, sensing all the confusion that is going on in Trinath's
mind,
he thought he has to reveal something. He has to share something which he had kept with himself. And he told him, actually the Sai youth of Ambodola had planned to build an orphanage as an offering to Bhagwan, and they had actually even bought a land.
But
that had happened sometime back in 1999.
Okay.
Now, this happened in 2006.
Yeah, seven years back.
Yeah. And for some reason, the construction had not begun. You know, obviously, one of the main reasons being resource constraints. You know, so this had gone into the back burner of Mohan Bhai's mind. But when this
started happening
and Trinath was so confused and Swami is telling, make it a reality. So he thought he must share this. So this kind of cleared all the confusion in Trinath's mind. Now he was convinced that, okay, Swami really wanted them to build this special
orphanage.
Home for the needy children.
Wow, they were very clear. So, I mean, it seems like, you know, as if the master plan of the Lord, which you already had preconceived long back, was now falling in place.
Yes,
slowly and steadily.
In his time. And, you know, it's like all these small dots that started connecting now.
Beautiful.
And as this was happening, you know, there's another amazing angle to this story, Deepak.
And what is that, Bishop?
Well, why the youth were rehearsing that particular drama, Deepak, that's a beautiful story by itself.
Okay.
So what happened is this. Some of the youth members, they were in Prashanthinilayam during birthday celebrations in November 2004.
Okay.
At that time, they watched the convocation drama presented by Bhagwan's students, as always.
I know the drama.
2004 drama.
Yes.
You remember the 2004
children
drama?
Children Apne Dham. Very
absolutely.
Famous.
Yes.
I know that very well.
Yeah. You know the story, Deepak?
Of course, I remember. You know, I was a witness to this.
Yes.
It was a story of Kaushik, a talented and an idealist.
Yes.
And that of Avinash, who saved the life of a poor farmer.
Yes.
By giving the money entrusted to him for a business function. And then because of this, he was eventually fired by the company for dereliction of duty.
Exactly. Very good memory, Deepak.
Fantastic. Dramas always interest me, Vishu. As you are aware, it's my passion.
Beautiful. And so, as you were saying, Avinash spends that money entrusted to him for something else, and he fired from his job. And then what Avinash does, as we saw in the drama, is he devotes his life to social service.
Yes.
And he starts that project, that orphanage, Karunalayam,
yes,
which is a residential school,
exactly,
residential school
exactly.
for orphans.
You remember it very well.
Yeah. So even though, you know, the story was so simple, and I remember it really moved in a very brisk pace and Swami was so happy with the songs and the dances and, you know,
and the
audience.
And the music. Yeah, so many beautiful songs were there.
Absolutely. And the audience was thrilled, and most importantly, Bhagwan was so pleased with the drama. He showered so much blessings on all the participants. Really, I mean, unforgettable moments. Participants and everyone who saw it also. Yes. Now, here is where it links to the youth of Ambodola.
Okay.
They watched this drama. And among the thousands who watched that evening was also this Mohan Bhai. Senior youth member from Ambodola. So, what he did, he was so touched with the performance that he bought a CD, thinking that how beautiful it will be if we can reenact this play in our own place in Odisha.
Okay. Now, that is very interesting.
Yeah, so what he did was, he went to the bookstall, he took the CD, and they went back to Orissa, and they translated and transcribed the script, and now, in 2006, they were preparing to stage this drama during Baba's birthday celebrations. It took a little while, but they wanted to do this
particular
in front of
drama.
So, you know, that is how the story of Chalre Man apne dham, you know, went to the dham of Odisha. Okay, through Mohan Bhai.
Hmm.
And you know what, this Mohan Bhai also has a very interesting story. I mean, there are Deepak, there are many beautiful dots in this story.
I know,
we have to connect all this.
Yeah, I know, it's getting more and more interesting. You know, I'm really getting excited to know what actually happened. So what is this Mohan Bhai story, Bishu?
Yeah, his full name is actually Mohan Kumar Sahu. Okay. Hmm. Affectionately, he was called Mohan Bhai, you know, means brother. So he came to Ambadola in 1992 with the intention of setting up a small electronic repair shop.
Okay.
And that's the little kind of technical knowledge that he knew.
Hmm.
So he thought he'll make a living out of it.
Hmm.
And, you know, at that time, there were really very few TVs or radio. There were only some 6 TVs there, you know. Very
that's all.
Make a living out of it. But still, I mean, that's what he thought he will do. Someone suggested him, why don't you go and set up a shop there? And one of his relatives actually gave him that idea. And they were Sai devotees.
Okay.
And because it was suggested by them, he named the shop as Sai Krupa Electronics. You know, he had no clue about Bhagwan except that he had heard Bhagwan's name.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. So, interestingly, he named it Sai Krupa Electronics. Mm-hmm. And as I was telling you, you know, it was a small electronic repair shop, so there were only just a few TVs there and a couple of radio and cassette players in that place.
Mm.
So it was really hard trying to, you know, make both ends meet. But fortunately, you know, electricity had reached that part of India at that time.
Right.
So, but the service was patchy, you know, you have these power cuts all the time.
Mm.
And to actually reach this place also was so difficult. I mean, it was a very dry and dreary land, and there were no regular physician available even in the health center at Raigada. Raigada is which is a commercially developed town about few kilometers, about 40 kilometers from Ambadola. And the population actually of this place consisted of only tribals, generally tribals.
Right.
And tribals, as usual, they lived on, you know, a few things that they did, as well as laborers, daily wage laborers.
Okay. Hmm.
So apart from tribals, were these small traders like Mohan Bhai, you know, who did the small businesses there. Small businesses.
Hmm.
But Mohan Bhai was a very different person. You know, he had a very endearing nature.
Hmm.
So he kind of became a very loved member of the community.
Yeah, gelled together very well.
Yeah,
with
the youth used to like to come to his shop and, you know, hang out. And they used to have their evening chat sessions with Mohan Bhai in the shop.
Okay.
He was kind of a very, very welcome person.
So they really loved his nature. And the shop became probably a kind of a meeting place for the youngsters to meet up in the evenings.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, you know, every day they used to meet and, you know, you have that regular gossip. But during that time, someone suggested to Mohan Bhai, Mohan Bhai, why don't we start doing some bhajans in your shop?
Wow, that's unusual, no?
Yeah. Now, Mohan was a God-loving person, so he really welcomed the idea, though he didn't know anything about Swami. He said, bhajans is a nice thing. We can always spend time doing something good.
I'm sure there was not much business, so he had enough time to participate in bhajans also. He didn't really mind that.
Okay, we don't know what was the inspiration, but bhajans did start.
That's interesting, Nobishu, that, you know, generally when we have the youngsters, you know, coming together and meeting in the evenings, more often than not, they get into some wrong habits and all that. But here it was just the opposite.
Yeah.
They started bhajans.
Yeah, I think that is such an heartening thing. And I think that's probably because, you know, all the very innocent and very simple-minded people. Rural
Odisha
people.
Is known for that.
Yeah. And so I think the best way of gelling together is do some community spiritual activity. You know, that is how the cultures has preserved, has stayed on in this country through
that's
all
true.
These cultural activities and which have some spiritual underpinnings.
100%.
You know, and not so much influenced by the culture of the modern age.
Modern age,
so, yeah.
Yes.
So that is how they decided that, you know, we'll start doing this bhajans.
Hmm.
And Mohan Bhai now wanted to find out more how to do this bhajans. So he went to Raigada, as I was telling you, which is the nearby town. And they had a Sai center there. So he went there, he talked to people there, he started following their advice, you know, how to do the bhajans, how to start with the Ganesh bhajan, you know, end with Aarti.
The Swami is preparing his instrument for the future.
Yeah. So, and as this was happening, the number of people started increasing. A lot of people started liking, you know, especially ladies, they started coming for this bhajan. So they had to move locations because his shop was not able to accommodate
very small.
All the people that were coming. And a year into this, something beautiful happened. I mean, something which is only expected. Now, Mohan Bhai wanted to see Bhagwan.
Oh, wow.
You know, look, I've been worshipping this Lord for more than a year, and this movement is growing here, but I haven't even seen it.
That's the inner calling which comes at one point, which is so irresistible that you have to follow that.
Exactly, and that's what happened. In October 1993, Mohan Bhai found himself in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Wow.
Okay. So he had saved enough money to come. And so it was Dasara celebrations, and he was waiting Bhagwan. to see him, for the darshan to begin. And at this time, someone told him, Mohan, if Baba takes your letter, all your problems will be solved.
Okay.
So someone told him this, and darshan music began. And you know, those days we used to have this darshan music.
Darshan music, I remember.
Yeah, Vedam started sometime in 2004.
Four.
And as Swami was emerging from his residence, and as always, you know, gliding gently into
that the... Gliding.
Gliding.
As if, you know, he never kept his feet on the ground.
Yes.
Gliding.
As he was gliding into Prashantinilaya Mandir, now Mohan was really captivated with that sight. It was ethereal for him.
Yes.
And he just thought, what a lifetime opportunity is this. You know, I've come all the way, I'm having this darshan. And then that thought struck him, what this person suggested is very true. If I have any prayer, I have to give it to him now. So he quickly took a paper, and he wrote down a prayer. And that was, Swami, they want to build a Sai temple in Ambadola.
Wow.
Please bless us.
Beautiful.
Okay, so that was in their mind. You know, the movement has grown there. Now they wanted a place of worship where they can meet and sing bhajans and offer their love to Bhagwan. And so this was paramount in his mind now. So this is what he wrote. Baba, I'm we sure want to build this temple.
Inner inspiration, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The Swami inspiring him.
And when Swami came near him, he held out his letter. And Swami also, so lovingly, he stretched his hand and he collected that prayer from him.
I can imagine,
so Vishu,
I can imagine that. The first darshan, you know, a lovely thought coming to his mind, you know, and then Baba blesses it immediately.
Yeah. You know, so Mohan was actually bubbling with bliss. He fully immersed in Bhagwan's love and blessings, you know, just relishing that beautiful moment, he returned to Ambadola.
I can imagine.
And as soon as he reached the village, he approached an elder person of the village and, you know, he made this request to build this
temple.
And, you know, they wanted a piece of land. So he went to the senior person in the village and he asked him, can he spare a little land for this? And it worked.
Really?
It worked.
Wow. That is Baba. I know, that is how he works. Now, as he always says, take one step towards me and I will take 1,000 towards you.
Yeah, so the youth now started organizing themselves to begin construction.
Wow.
Okay. And they timed their Bhumi Puja, that is the land breaking ceremony, during Dasara. Why Dasara? To coincide with the exact day of the previous year when Baba accepted the letter from Mohan Bhai.
Oh, that's really thoughtful. That's nice.
That's nice. And then began Deepak their saga of labor of love. You know, all these youth, they used to close their shops by 7 p.m. every day and then start working till late in the midnight. Doing what? Doing the construction. They were the ones who were baking the bricks. They were the ones who were collecting the wood from the nearby forest in a tractor. They filled the big pit with 60 truckloads of sand. They did all the work. All the work that can be done by the youth. They did it.
Wow, it is really a labor of love. That's so, so moving.
So everything that is kind of non-specialized work, they took time out and they continue to do. And of course, it took a bit time, but the temple was finally ready for inauguration in early 99.
Okay.
So January 22nd, 99, I remember the date to be precise. That was the time this temple actually was born. It became a center of love and healing, you know, reaching out to the poor and needy. And reaching out to everyone in Ambadola who had any problem.
Beautiful.
But it was not a bed of roses. I mean, they had their own challenges too.
Must be.
Yeah.
What challenges, Bishop?
Well, I will come to the challenges later. As I was telling you, you know, they started involving themselves with so many activities, helping out to the needy.
For example, you know, society.
Service. Yeah. Some years ago, when there was a serious accident, which involved the overturning of a vehicle near Ambadola, all the Sai youth, they rushed there immediately and they carried the injured to a hospital in Berhampur. Berhampur is a town, prosperous town. It's about 240 kilometers away. So they took all these patients to Berhampur and, you know, put them in the hospital there. There was a need for a lot of money to be paid to this hospital. So they went to the Sai devotees in Berhampur and pleaded with them and requested them to arrange for the fund. They approached the collector of that area and they were somehow able to save the life of all these victims of this accident. Again, you know, there was an accidental huge explosion of crackers in Ambadola, which actually blew off the roof of a house. Many Sai youth of this village now, they showed great courage and presence of mind to rescue the affected and take them to the hospital for treatment. And their efforts, Deepak, did really pay off. You know, many were saved. So like this, whenever there was anything that needed support, that needed help, that needed to reach out, they were the ones who reached there first. And one good fallout of this entire service momentum was that it attracted a lot of Sai youth into the Sai movement. You know, many youngsters, they were really fascinated with the kind of work that was going on. They were really impressed with the selfless service that were being done by the Sai youth. And it was at this time that Trinath, okay, we are going back to Trinath. Trinath joined the organization because he was so impressed with what was going on
in that. Yes.
Yes.
So Trinath finally comes back to our story now after a long time.
Yes.
Please, let's welcome him back.
Yes. But of course, Trinath was not a trader or something. He came there in 2002 as a school teacher.
Okay.
And as he stayed on, he noticed the devoted work being done by the Sai youth. He was very touched. And by this time, the Balikas movement also had started in the state.
Okay.
And what surprised Trinath is this. His students knew more about Bhagavad Gita and shlokas and these verses than he himself knew. Okay. So that kind of made him feel very small.
And humble.
And humbled. He said, what is this? I mean, my students know so much about all these things and I don't know. From where are they learning all this? So that is how he comes into the organization.
So that is where he comes into the organization.
And of course, that is one of the reasons. He was actually very moved with the spirit of the Sai youth. You know, there were times when the youth did not care for what the people thought of them. You know, there are always challenges when you do Sai's work. When you do good work, you're always going against the grain many times.
Yes.
Against the flow.
Upstream.
Upstream. Yeah, and there are challenges. In fact, once, no, during Shivratri, the Sai youth decided to serve by managing the crowds in a nearby Shiva temple.
Okay.
And what they did was those little things to manage the crowd there. So they made a temporary shoe stand. They created separate pathways for men and women using ropes and all that.
Right.
So now, some people definitely liked this. There were some who did not like. And one particular person, he started walking into the temple with his footwear on.
Oh God.
And worse, he was taking the line which was meant for ladies.
Oh God.
I mean, there is no reason for him to do that. So Mohan Bhai went to him and very politely with folded hands, he requested him to conform to the discipline. Come over this side, please. This is the gentleman.
Naturally.
And this person, probably he was some person
egotist.
With some
lot of ego.
Ego or I don't know what he thought about himself. He became very angry. Very unexpectedly, he slapped Mohan Bhai hard. I mean, that was very sad. He abused him of, you know, showing off his service.
God, how could he really do that? Someone, you know, who has to be really to be arrogant to be able to do something.
Yeah.
Not only that, you're not cooperating in a good work, actually you're going against it.
Yeah.
Too bad.
So, I mean, that was definitely very bad. But, and now the Sai youth who saw the scene, they could not take it. They could not stomach it. They wanted to actually go and confront this person and, you know, give him back. But Mohan Bhai stopped all of them. Okay. So this man left in a huff and Mohan Bhai just said, let's get back to service. Let's just forget about it.
Yeah, he took in the right spirit actually. You know, test is his taste sometimes, Swami says.
So that's what he did. And so everybody forgot about it. They finished their service in the temple for that Shivratri. And what happened a year later is interesting. This man who had abused Mohan Bhai, he went to Mohan Bhai's shop, fell at his feet, and asked for forgiveness.
He would have probably felt his conscience pricking so deeply inside that after a year he could not, he had to relent.
Yeah, we have no clue what really made that transformation in his heart, but it did happen. And Mohan Bhai's belief in principles became vindicated.
Naturally.
You know, he had done the right thing by asking all the youth to stick to patience and tolerance.
Yeah, that's a very moving anecdote, Biju. And it shows, you know, how the commitment to Bhagwan's principles really had fortified inside their in their hearts.
Actually, it is this commitment, Deepak, you know, you mentioned the right word. It's this commitment to Bhagwan's principles. Yeah, that actually drew on them the grace of Bhagwan. In 2005, when they undertook the project of distributing Amrita Kalashas, Amrita Kalashas are basically gift hamper bags with lots of essential food items.
I heard about them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it happens in many states,
yes,
distributing Amrita Kalashas. So they distributed these gift hamper bags to 40 poor families. And after this service was done, Interestingly, Vibhuti and Kumkum started manifesting from Baba's pictures now in Mohanbhai's house.
Wow, so immediately Swami responds to your response.
Yeah,
acts
that time,
of love and service.
Miracles had started in Trinath's house
and now it is Mohanbhai's house.
Youth leader's house.
Mm.
And when people witnessed all this, you know, they started performing bhajans in his home. And and when they started doing this, Swami's presence became manifest even more. Now honey started dripping from the pictures.
Great.
You know, these instances just took their energy and enthusiasm to new levels.
New levels, must be.
New levels.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, another very beautiful thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was what happened with Mohanbhai's wife.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she had a very profound experience. So generally, every morning, she would clean the puja room. And then the couple together would offer their puja to Bhagwan.
Right.
But on September 13th, 2005, as I was telling you, this is after they finished distributing this Amrita Kalashas.
Amrita Kalashas.
Okay, so the miracles have started, and on September 13th, 2005, she went to the puja room and she did not return for very long.
After finishing her cleaning of the puja room.
Yes. So Mohanbhai actually got a bit curious because, you know, by this time she would always be done with the cleaning work. She had not returned. So he went there and he saw that she was sitting before Swami's picture with her head bent down completely as if, you know, she was offering salutations.
Salutations.
And so Mohanbhai waited for some time. So he thought probably, you know, she's saying her prayers. It was a very peculiar sight. She would never say her prayers in that manner.
In that particular.
Maybe, okay, it was an unusual day. Maybe she's doing it differently today. So he waited for some time. But still there was no response. So finally he went near and shook her gently. And it is then that he discovered that she was actually unconscious.
Oh, God.
Unconscious, yes. And the beautiful thing is this. Her head was covered completely with kumkum and turmeric powder, haldi.
Oh, God. And she was alone in the puja room and her head was fully covered. With kumkum and vibhuti and turmeric.
So what Mohanbhai did was, he immediately called out to his mother. So his mother rushed in and, you know, sprinkled water on her daughter-in-law's face. And then she returned to consciousness. And this is what she said. As I was cleaning the room and I neared Baba's picture on the wall, Baba's hand just stretched out from the picture and he blessed me.
Wow.
And the next second, I was completely bathed in a very bright light. I do not know what happened next. I was in a state of bliss. I cannot explain that feeling.
Certainly that, you know, that such a miracle happened to you, that feeling can never be expressed. And, you know, this was happening for the first time with her.
Yeah.
So basically, Bishu Swami was telling them that he is there with them. I'm sure, you know, it would have only strengthened their faith and doubled up their devotion and inspiration to work for Bhagwan.
Exactly. That is what happened. So this couple now became more committed than ever to Bhagwan, his work and his mission. And Mohanbhai, in fact, in that area, you know, now he is known as Sairam Bhaina. Bhaina means the Sairam brother.
Sairam brother, of the area.
Because he's so involved with Swami's work that everyone identifies him as not Mohanbhai, but as Sairam Bhaina.
Sairam Bhaina. See, what a transformation. When he came for the first time, and, you know, as setting up electronic shop and where he is now. Really commendable how Swami transformed him.
Absolutely. So that is how Mohanbhai transformed from a person who just knew about Swami. And unknowingly setting up the Sai Krupa Electronics to a staunch Sai worker.
A brilliant Sai soldier, as I would say.
Yeah. And I told you how Trinath came into the picture.
Yes.
He came into Swami's fold.
Swami's fold, you told about that. Yes, but we left the drama story long behind. Oh my God, this story has so many lovely side stories.
Yes.
So what happened to the drama and the dream message? I think we lost link with that. Can we come back to it
well,
now?
Well, that is, you know, I had to give you this background because otherwise you will not be able to appreciate the rest of the story. I had to kind of set the stage.
Right, okay,
so,
now let us
so
know
we
what
we talked
happened.
About how Trinath got the dream.
Yes.
And then we came to about how Trinath got involved in the Sai fold.
Sai fold.
How Mohanbhai got involved in the Sai fold.
Yes.
So let's come back to the drama now.
Now let us, please tell us what happens next. Now I'm getting very, very curious to know.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, this is Radio Sai Global Harmonies Asia Stream, bring you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Welcome to Thursday Live. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, wherein we bring you Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Sairam
on, dear listeners. Just for the benefit of listeners who have tuned in late, let me tell you that you are listening to an engaging conversation between Vishu and Deepak Anand, and they are discussing about the story of the birth of Sai Karunalayam, an orphanage in the village of Ambadola in Indian state of Orissa. Well, these inspired Sai youth later put up a drama in the Sai Kulwant Hall in the Divine Presence of Bhagwan on 27th August 2009. This drama was entitled The Kingdom of God Here and Now. The story of the drama was the real story of the birth of this orphanage. Well, before continuing with the conversation, let's now listen to a song from the drama.
Papa hai.
Commander, hum hai unke sare soldier. That is, Swami is our commander and we are all his soldiers. Well, dear listeners, isn't this the ultimate truth? Well, this lively song that you heard was from the drama put up by the inspired Sai youth from the Indian state of Orissa in Sai Kulwant Hall in the Divine Presence of Bhagwan on 27th August 2009. This drama was entitled The Kingdom of God Here and Now. The story of the drama was the real story of the birth of an orphanage, Sai Karunalayam. Well, dear listeners, after that song from the drama, let's continue listening to the conversation between Vishu and Deepak Anand.
Yes. So what happened to the drama and the dream message? I think we lost link with that. Can we come back to it now?
Well, that is, you know, I had to give you this background because otherwise you'll not be able to appreciate the rest of the story. I had to kind of set the stage.
Now let us know what happened. We talked about how
Trinath got the dream.
Yes.
And then we came to about how Trinath got involved in the Sai fold. How Mohanbhai got involved in the Sai fold.
Yes.
So let's come back to the drama now.
Please tell us what happens next. Now I'm getting very, very curious to know.
So the dream happened. And when they were practicing for this drama, you know, they could not really give time to think about what to do next. They thought, let's do the drama first, let the birthday celebrations be over, and then we'll sit down and think seriously
about it later.
What should be our plan of action next. So that's what they did. And in March 2007, they had a detailed meeting to finalize their plan of action about what they would like to do to convert this direction from Swami into real action.
Into reality.
Okay. So in March 2007, is this meeting going on?
Okay.
And interestingly, Deepak, exactly at this time, Swami is giving a discourse in Prashant Nilayam, and these are the words that he's saying. Do not delay any good work that you wish to undertake. If your intention is good, I will see to it that you receive the required financial support.
Wow. And this is exactly what they probably would have been thinking, how to get the financial...
And imagine Swami's words. I mean, of course, they didn't know that Swami is at the time speaking in Kulwanthal about this. But just look at the way episode is unfolding.
Beautiful.
So when they later came to know about this, they were so thrilled. Because as you mentioned, you know, resources are always a thing of concern. But this really filled them with so much of determination and you know, that zeal to go ahead and do Swami's work and to add to their enthusiasm and to encourage them, the state president of Orissa, then state president, Mr. H.K. Das, he visited Ambadola and he extended all support for this project.
Okay. So slowly now things are falling in place. Now Swami is again connecting those dots.
Yes. In fact, something beautiful happened now. Trinath, meanwhile, he left this teaching profession and he joined Bajaj Alliance Insurance as an insurance agent. And he performed extremely well in this new assignment. And he gave this company a business of 15 lakhs in just 3 months.
Wow, and that kind of a place which is not very urbanized.
Yeah. So, because his performance was so sterling, the company actually wanted to encourage him and they gave him a reward. It was a reward, an unexpected bonus of rupees 50,000.
Wow.
You know, 50,000 is like a big amount.
Big amount, especially at those times.
Yeah, at those times and for these people. But look at what Trinath did.
Don't tell me he gave that money away to Sai organization.
Exactly, Deepak. I mean, this is the commitment level of these people. He just gave this without a second thought. Trinath contributed this amount for this orphanage. So the Sai youth immediately bought a piece of land adjacent to the Sai temple. A small extension was created and the Sai Karunalayam was born in Orissa.
Rightly said, you know, Karunalayam basically means the house of compassion of Sai.
It was the same name in the drama, you
in
remember?
The drama too, yeah.
Sai Karunalayam.
Karunalayam.
It was the drama that is becoming alive, you know. The same, the drama was the inspiration and they wanted to name it the way the orphanage was named in the drama, Karunalayam, the same name they kept to this orphanage too.
You know what, I think Swami's dramas are not dramas. They are all realities. But it manifests in some particular form, in some particular place, in a very unique way.
Yeah, you know, that really.
And only in retrospectively you will be able to understand and acknowledge that.
Exactly. I mean, we have no clue what real life dramas, you know, cascade from these convocation dramas.
Yes.
And you've been lucky to play the lead role in so many dramas.
Yes, Vishu.
You know what an experience it is.
Very transforming experience. For me personally, I think I have really transformed. Especially when Swami gave me the role, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. I used to live that role. And, you know, Swami would be so happy to see me perform that. Yeah. So really, it is very transforming, as you said.
I think so. That is what was happening with every person who is indirectly or directly connected to the drama. It was dramas were transforming lives, whether we believe it or not. It happens in such mysterious ways.
Absolutely.
And if you think about it, Deepak, I mean, I'm just digressing here a bit, but I just cannot share this. You know, that is the reason why Swami used to spend so much time guiding and directing these dramas.
I am fully recipient of that grace.
Yes, he alone knows what impact it is
going to have, at what time, at what place,
when and where. You know, so coming back to the story. So that is how the Karunalayam started.
Okay. But Vishu, how many children were there in this particular orphanage or Sai Karunalayam?
Yeah, so when they started, they had just 6 children to begin with. I mean, they could not take in more at that time.
Naturally.
And all of them came from very sad backgrounds. For example, Jagdish, who lost his father when he was an infant, he was part of one of the first members of the Sai Karunalayam. Sai Karunalayam. Jagdish's mother was working as a domestic help, and one afternoon when Jagdish returned from school, he found his mother had passed away in her sleep.
Oh, so sad.
And then his uncle took him away. But his uncle was not someone who was bringing this child up like a son. Actually, the uncle started exploiting him. The uncle had a hotel and he was making this boy work in his hotel. So he was doing all kind of menial jobs.
So sad.
In the hotel. You know,
a childhood lost, you can say, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for Sai Karunalayam, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So he was, when the Sai youth saw him, he was wiping vessels in his hotel and cleaning the floor and doing all the menial jobs. So they thought, you know, we have to
bonded
rescue.
Bonded labor, basically.
Yeah, bonded labor. So they wanted to rescue him. And he looked such a promising child. You know, there was something about his face. And they wanted to definitely give him a better future.
Naturally.
So they brought him to Sai Karunalayam. So, you know, like this, every boy had a very sorry past. And if you see these children now, you know, you feel so happy.
They must have really, you know, benefited from the love and affection given by all the members of this Sai organization. I'm sure.
Exactly. In fact, you know, when I had been to Orissa in February this year, I had gone along with Brother Satyajit for the Vidya Vahini program.
Beautiful.
We visited many schools, and we also happened to come Ambadola because they requested Brother Satyajit to come and give a talk in Ambadola. Yeah. So I had the chance at that time to interact with these children for an hour or so. You know, I was so thrilled with their love for Bhagwan.
Beautiful.
They were chanting Vedam, they were singing bhajans, they were very eager to learn bhajans. You know, how many ever bhajans you teach them, they are not
satisfied.
They are not satisfied.
See how the transformation takes place.
Yes.
And you know how the seeds are planted so early in their childhood time itself that they will really transform themselves into great Sai devotees and workers.
And they were very interested in social work. You know, they should do all the work of, you know, very willingly and happily. They should do all the work of the Sai temple, of their Karunalayam. And at the same time, you know, nothing was compromising on their academics. They were studying well, just like it happens in our hostels.
In our hostels,
if you do everything in its own time, you'll find enough time to do everything.
Absolutely.
And when the Sai youth saw these children, you know, they it was such a joy for them. They wanted to do something more. They felt encouraged to increase the scope of this project.
Okay.
And they wanted to really think big. You know, with Swami, you are not scared of thinking big.
Naturally. That faith.
That faith.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
So, they had this idea that we will construct a building which will not only provide spacious accommodation to these orphans, but also it has a school, it has a hostel, it has a community center, it has a horticulture unit, it has an old age home, and a vocational training center.
Don't tell me, Vishu, such, I mean, Swami always says, think big. But this was really big, I think, even for the resources. So, but Herculean task, I mean, with people with so little resources, do you think it was
exactly.
really...
I mean, they didn't have the resources, but you know, what they had is this courage. They had this patience, they had this perseverance, and they had this immense faith and trust and love for Bhagwan.
Absolutely.
They just believe. That's it.
That Swami will make it happen.
Yeah.
They are only the instruments. And Swami is going to happen. For him, nothing is impossible.
Yes.
Beautiful thought.
So they just kept trying and praying. In fact, in November 6th and 7th, 2007, the Sai Youth of Orissa had the chance of presenting a two-day program. It was like Sai Youth of Orissa, not only Ambadola.
Right.
But, you know, some of the youth of Ambadola also came along with that group. And it was a lovely presentation, a beautiful mix of drama, songs and dance. Bhagwan was very happy with the presentation, and at the end of it, he went down the stage, he showered so much love on the children, he posed with them for pictures, and every artist
I think
was
I remember
blessed.
That. No.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, the Sai youth now took this opportunity of showing to Bhagwan the map of the new location of this proposed multi-purpose new complex.
Okay.
You know, they
okay.
had the map ready.
You
the
said,
location.
You know, including the hostel, community center, horticulture unit, old age home, all this, they showed in a map to Bhagwan.
They had actually even, you know, somehow garnered some resources and paid money as advance.
Okay.
Because they wanted to keep that land.
Okay, okay.
The vision was clear, what they want to do. They had found the piece of land where they wanted to build
this.
They had paid a little money as advance.
Advance also.
They had not yet registered the land though. And they presented this map to Bhagwan.
To Bhagwan himself.
Bhagwan. And Swami saw this map very keenly. And the Sai youth, they just mentioned to Bhagwan about their need for resources. Why should you? Means you, you know,
hide Bhagwan, anything from Bhagwan himself,
from Bhagwan.
Who is the indweller of your heart. He knows everything, in fact.
Yeah. So yes. Just say it. So they just told Bhagwan their need for funds. And Bhagwan looked at them very lovingly. He blessed the plan, but did not say anything. So not a word from
not Bhagwan. A word from Bhagwan. So I mean, did they really feel little discouraged because of
no,
this?
No, not at all. I mean, maybe anybody else would have felt discouraged. They did not. I mean, for them, Bhagwan had seen the plan. Bhagwan had blessed the plan.
Blessed the plan.
It's okay if he has not told anything. He is very much there. You know, that feeling was. They were actually excited because he felt Bhagwan has seen it. So we have his permission.
We have his permission and approval.
Yes, we'll go on working. So they were actually more convinced than ever to go ahead. And work, it will definitely materialize. I mean, they had no doubts about it. So, the identified land now had to be bought. So, they contacted the owner of this land. This is about 4.67 acres of land.
Okay.
And so, they requested this owner if it could be transferred to the Sai Karunalaya Trust. They had formed this trust.
Okay.
Now, the landlord, unfortunately, was not an easy person to deal with. You know, he demanded 4 lakhs for the land.
Okay. It was a very big amount for them.
Very big amount for them. And they tried to negotiate the price. But, you know, the landlord was a tough nut to crack.
He was not transforming himself so easily.
Yeah, so things were not happening. So as a last resort, what the youth did, they requested this landlord to come to Sai Temple and see the children.
Or see the work that is happening.
See the work that is happening. So this person acceded to this request. He came to the Sai Temple. He went to this Saruna temporary Sai Karunalayam complex and he saw these children and you know that really moved him a bit. He when he saw this good work that is being done, he softened up a bit and he reduced the price by 1 lakh.
Okay, 20% transformation.
Okay,
so 20% reduction in price.
That was some relief.
of course.
You know, every rupee saved is so important
for these people, the limited resources. Yes.
Yeah. And so still there was 3 lakhs to be collected. And at this time, a senior member of the organization came. You know, the way Swami works. And he offered 2 lakhs straight away.
Wow.
Okay. And then the youth filled the gap with a little bit of resources.
Contributions
and
all that.
People, you know, somehow it was done.
Wow.
By Swami's...
by his unseen grace, I will say.
Exactly. So the money had sort of been arranged. And... because this landlord was, as I told you, a tough nut to crack, they had actually more things to deal with.
Like what?
For example, all of a sudden on November 23rd, 2008, this landlord demanded that the registration be completed on that day itself.
Oh God, that means basically he was planning to walk out of this particular...
we don't know the reason. He just said...
It has to be done that day itself.
It has to be done that
very
day.
Very strange.
I mean, November 23rd is a very busy day.
Busy day for everybody.
For
there.
The Sai youth. They were planning many things for birthday celebrations. But this man was unrelenting. He said, if the land was not registered that particular day, you might take it as the deal is cancelled.
Oh God, that's too bad.
So Mohan Bhai had no option. And there was no way that he could leave the preparations for the birthday celebrations and go to... this place, the registration actually had to be done 45 kilometers away from Ambadwala at a place where there was this registration office. So he sent one Sai youth member to go there and complete the process. And fortunately, this landlord agreed to take the amount in the Sai temple.
Okay.
Registration process can happen there.
Can happen there.
But the money can be...
after registration is over, you can come back and take the amount.
Take the money. Because they wanted to offer to him the money in the Sai temple.
In Sai temple itself.
Okay. So, the Sai youth... and this owner of this land, they returned to the Sai temple at 2:30 in the afternoon. They completed the registration process in the morning. Now the money had to be paid. So what they did was, on a plate in front of Bhagwan's shrine, they made this offering of the entire amount. Okay. Now the amount was counted. And to the shock of everyone, somehow there was a short of 5,000 rupees.
Oh God, don't tell me at the last moment again this small hitch.
Yes, so you know, already birthday celebrations are going on, and people have already stretched themselves thin for birthday celebrations and also contributing this. So it was actually very difficult. Nick of a moment to arrange another 5,000 rupees.
I'm sure Mohan Bhai would have been terribly perturbed because of that.
Very perturbed.
And this is not a small amount for these people, you know, not something they can easily arrange for immediately. So what did the landlord do finally?
Exactly. Now, Mohan Bhai just then remembered that a devotee from Raigada, as I told you, Raigada is a nearby place, he had come that morning and given an envelope to Mohan Bhai saying, please use this money for the Karnalaya project.
Okay.
So Mohan Bhai immediately remembered that and he sent someone to fetch this cover.
Okay.
And when they counted the amount there,
Tell me it was 5,000 rupees.
Exactly 5,000 rupees.
God. So Swami is telling them that he is with them, guiding and protecting them at their every step. Beautiful.
Exactly.
Unimaginable. So one might express, you know, gratitude to Bhagwan umpteen times. And you know, but it can never be enough, Bishop. You know, often sometimes I remember, you know, when a heart cries out and tells that, Swami, we are so indebted to you. You know, you have to accept our life itself as an offering to you in love. And there's a very beautiful couplet from one of the songs which says, Teri meherbaniyon ka hai bojh itna, usi ko uthane ke kabil nahi hun. Aa to gaya hun, magar janta hun, tere dar pe aane ke kabil nahi hun.
Can you explain that, Deepak?
Yeah, basically it tells that your grace has been so much in my life that to count those elements of graces in my life itself is not possible. Though I have come to the doorstep of your mercy to, you know, attain those droplets of love and mercy from you, I know that I am not even qualified to come to your doorstep.
Just the infinite compassion of
yours. Infinite compassion of yours. It's only grace working in our lives.
Absolutely.
For which we are absolutely ineligible.
Yes.
It's only,
I mean, we don't deserve anything that we receive from Bhagwan. It is just His grace and it is love that He just showers.
Yes. And I'm sure this would have only fortified their faith that He is the one who is doing everything. And this project will definitely take the shape that He wants it to take.
Exactly. And it did not matter if they did not have a single extra rupee in their pockets. It did not matter. So they... plans were soon made for the construction of this multifunctional complex. And the youth coordinator now wanted to show this plan to Swami. They had shown earlier the map. They had got that permission and the blessings. Now they wanted to show the plan to Swami.
So his silence is not the denial.
No. Because only in his silence you can hear the voice of God. Them in silence.
Yes. And they heard that voice, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It all started with that voice.
Beautiful.
The voice of God.
Mm.
And so now they wanted Bhagwan to bless their plan. And this happened during Guru Purnima celebrations in 2009. I'll tell you how. Actually, unfortunately, the plan was not yet ready for Guru Purnima celebrations. They wanted to bring it for Guru Purnima celebrations 2009. The engineer whom they had entrusted this work had delayed this work. But then something beautiful happened. Just a couple of days before this festival, Guru Purnima, Swami appeared in the dream of this engineer and questioned him why he had not done the work. And he told him, you better complete it soon.
Wow.
So this engineer got up from his dream with a start. And, you know, within 2 days, the designs were ready.
Wow.
So Mr. Raja, who is the youth coordinator of that entire area, not only Ambadwala, the whole Koraput district, you know, that entire district, he was coming for Guru Purnima. So he brought these plans in June
along
2009. And I was talking to him a few days ago. And you know, he very vividly remembers that unforgettable morning. Bhajans had started. Bhagwan had not yet arrived. And it was almost getting 9:30. So you thought probably Bhagwan was not going to come.
Yeah, sometimes it used to happen in the morning.
Yes, But suddenly, there was some movement around 9:30.
Okay.
There were hopes. There was light.
Revival of the hopes of Swami's darshan.
Yes, and Bhagwan did come that day.
Okay.
And because it was 3-4 days after Guru Purnima, crowds had kind of receded.
Okay.
And he had a vantage position somehow. And as Bhagwan crossed that place where the old students sit, he somehow managed to get in there and he raised himself and he presented this plan to Bhagwan. Bhagwan very gladly not only looked at it, but he actually took it from his hand.
Wow.
And it was in his hands till he went inside the bhajan hall.
Okay.
And even during the bhajan session was going on that morning, Swami's attention was only on that plan. You know, he kept on looking at it again and again. He would see it, he would close it. Again, after a few minutes, he would open it.
Amazing.
And close it. And even as the bhajans were going on, it was almost like Swami was preoccupied with this plan.
With this particular plan.
Than the bhajans.
Oh, that is such a blessing, no, Vishu. Karunalaya was in his lap for so long a time. That means he is a divine mother of Sai Karunalaya. And he's a mother of those children. Does it not really make you feel that
so
way?
I mean, so rightly said, you know, that reminds me of something very beautiful that has happened with all these children. You know, after they came to Karunalaya, all these children, they have changed their names, Deepak. You know what? They have all changed their names. Now it is no more Jagdish. Jagdish calls himself Sai Jagdish. It is no more Santosh. It is Sai Santosh. It is no more Bhushan. It is Sai Bhushan. Everybody is Sai.
Sai.
Because for them, Bhagwan is their mother and father.
Beautiful. And Sai has to prefix everything in their lives.
They wanted Sai in their lives.
Really sweet.
Literally.
No? Literally.
Literally they wanted Sai in their lives.
I mean, very beautiful.
So, in 2009, what happened is this. Now, all the youth of Ambadola, along with the children, they had come to Bhagwan.
Okay.
And now, they wanted to present a drama.
Again a drama.
Again a drama.
Okay.
Okay. This is again very interesting. Because, imagine which is the story that they thought they could present in front of Bhagwan.
I think there can be nothing else than the real drama that they have gone in making Sai Karunalaya.
Absolutely. I mean, isn't that amazing, Deepak?
This was easy guess.
They come to present before Bhagwan a drama. Based on this real life divine drama, which was inspired from another drama.
So the dramas have come a full circle.
Full circle. I mean, we can never understand the power of dramas.
No, but very, very fascinating. We have only seen dramas, you know, in Prashant Nilayam, I have been part of so many dramas, but it's only been dramas. I didn't really see them manifesting so fascinatingly like this. So only Swami can do this.
That's basically, you know, their drama was so close to reality. I mean, they made it like that. As close to reality as possible. You had Trinath as the main character. You had all, Mohan Bhai was the main character. You had all these children. So it was almost the real scene.
Life story of Sai Karunalaya coming up as a drama again.
Yeah, front of Bhagwan. So Jagdish again was there, who was the first child of Karunalaya. And I remember Jagdish, that day he danced so beautifully to a song.
Is it?
I mean, that song is fantastic. If you go to Prashanthi Diary of our website, you can still see all the pictures of this presentation.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, you are listening to an engaging conversation between Vishu and Deepak Anand, and they're discussing about the story of the birth of Sai Karunalayam, an orphanage in the village of Ambadola in the Indian state of Orissa. Well, if you are there with me, dear listeners, a while ago I had played a song from a drama that the inspired Sai youth had put up in the Sai Kulwant Hall in the Divine Presence of Bhagwan on 27th August 2009. Well, this drama was entitled The Kingdom of God Here and Now. And the story of the drama was the real story of the birth of this orphanage, Sai Karunalayam. In fact, dear listeners, Vishu and Deepak Anand are talking about the story of this drama. And before moving further, I would like to play another song from this drama.
अल्लाह देता है बंदा लेता है आदमी को
आदमी को आदमी क्या देता है? अल्लाह देता है, बंदा लेता है. That is what can one man give to another? It's the Lord who gives and man takes. Isn't it very true, dear listeners? We should never have the ego that we are the doer. Well, the song that you heard just now was from a drama that the inspired Sai youth from the Indian state of Orissa put up in the Sai Kulanth Hall in the Divine Presence on August 27th, 2009. Well, this drama was entitled The Kingdom of God Here and Now, and the story of the drama was the real story of the birth of an orphanage, Sai Karunalayam. Well, dear listeners, after that song from the drama, let's continue listening to the conversation between Bishu and Deepak Anand.
In fact, I remember on that day, it was the day previous to the organization of that conference on conference of all the bankers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had a conference on the bankers.
Yes. It was
business and ethics.
Ethics and the world of finance.
Correct. Exactly.
Where we ethics had all the top shots of the industry and the RBI governor and deputy governor coming.
Exactly.
In. Mm-hmm.
And all these head honkos were there sitting on one side front of Bhagwan.
Oh,
and here
yes.
was this beautiful drama presented. Mm-hmm. And here it was all about trusting God. Here it was, you don't need money to actually do God's work.
God's work. That and was the phenomenal being, God's work.
And that was the message being conveyed to all
beautiful.
These people who are actually the champions of how to multiply your money.
Then how money is actually insignificant in doing God's work. It's as a noble intention, a pure, you know, yes. surrender and faith in Bhagwan that can make miracles to happen.
And
beautiful.
And some were so moved that day with this drama. He spent so much time with them.
Mm.
And in the end, as Swami was grinding photographs, he started interacting with all these lead actors,
Mohan Bhai,
Jinnath, Raja and others.
Have any idea, Bishu, what actually Swami was saying, what interaction happened between them? I think did Swami say something about how his grace flowed through the whole episode?
I spoke to them. And so Swami actually asked them if they have a school.
Okay.
And so they said, Swami, they don't have as yet. Then Swami said, I will build a school for you.
Wow.
I will do everything.
Excellent.
Whenever you need anything, I will make the arrangements. I will look after everything. You know, he's going on reiterating, I will do everything. I will do everything for you.
Wow. So much love, no? And so much concern that flows naturally out of Swami's heart. And how he is, you know, his love makes us to, inspires us to work more and more selflessly for his mission.
So the youth were in tears when they were hearing this assurance from Bhagwan again and again. You know, they were really drenched in this bliss of divine proximity. Not every day that they get chance of divine proximity.
Getting submerged in the ocean of love.
Yes, and they get this chance and then Bhagwan assures them again and again that I am with you, I will do everything for you. You know, they just emotionally, they blurted out, Swami, when you are with us, we can achieve anything. We can pick up any project, however difficult it might be. Swami, we can do. You know, when Swami was saying, I will do, the youth were saying, Swami, we will do. With you, we can do everything. This is what was going on between.
See, this is Swami says, no, that the positive and negative, God is positive and we are all negatives. Wow. When we come together in unison, you know, the whole world can be illumined.
Yeah, nothing
beautiful.
Impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
Impossible.
I am possible.
Yeah, impossible. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
So, you know, when the youth were saying, Swami, we will do everything. We will do everything. You know, now Swami was very overwhelmed, you know, with their enthusiasm and love. And Swami, you know, there is one moment I can never forget, you know, when they were saying, Swami, we will do this for you. Swami actually took the hands of this youth. And he clasped it strongly. You know?
No, both these youth, Trinath and Mohan Bhai?
I don't know which exactly it was. I think it was Mohan Bhai.
But
when they were saying this, Swami, we will do for you. Swami, we will do this. Swami was so moved, he took the hands
and clasped
it tightly.
Beautiful. No, passing on the divine energy. Bond. Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Like the bond between God and the
God
devotees.
And, yeah.
Swami was strengthening that bond.
Beautiful.
It was such a beautiful sight. And then Swami suddenly beckoned Trinath.
Okay.
Initially, he was talking to Mohan Bhai. Then Swami called Trinath to the stage. And for Trinath, it was really a dream come true. You know, there is something else about Trinath that I have not told you. Trinath, after he got this lucrative job in insurance company, Bajaj Allianz, he got the bonus and he gave the money and they started the Karunalayam. But once the Karunalayam started, now the company was so happy with Trinath's work, they started giving him promotions, they started giving him more work, you know, because he was a performer. But Trinath decided that at this rate, I will not be able to give time to these children. So
what a
he
beautiful
just
thought.
Quit the job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
He just quit the job.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, and what is the use of this job if it takes away so much of my time, leaving me with so little opportunity to do Swami's work.
Wow.
He said, I will manage. I asked him, how do you manage? Mm-hmm. I mean, you need some money to manage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, I have something very little. I don't need so much. It's okay. So he gave up the job. He gave up that career.
And involved himself completely with Saikamaryam.
And now, this was the biggest moment of his life. You know, Swami beckoning him. And Swami was so happy seeing him. He actually gave himself away completely.
As Swami says, no, Vishu, tyagya neki amritatva manushu. Basically, you sacrifice for the sake of God, and God fills your coffers of love in your heart many folds.
I mean, that is
exactly
true
what happened.
Of love.
No,
love, true love is actually all about sacrifice.
You know, when I joined for MBA here, I had left a lucrative job in Delhi and come here. Swami, many a time when VIPs would come, he will introduce me and say, this fellow was working on such a big salary, he left his job and came here. As if he had done something. In fact, it was a very good bargain, because he filled our life and with so much of love and happiness.
Yes.
It was, you know, just leaving away chaff and taking the real kernel.
Absolutely.
What sacrifice is that? But God still values that.
The joy of service is something only the person who does it knows.
Does it. You know, is really infinitely more than what you have left behind.
So that evening, that the saga of love continued. Swami started speaking to these children, you know, caressing some, you know, patting the cheeks.
I can really imagine it happening.
Yes. And you know, that exchange of love went on till everyone had this chance of touching Bhagwan's feet and, you know, receiving his blessings in some form or the other. And only when all were satisfied and all the actors and all the children were brimming with joy, Swami finally posed for a photograph.
Beautiful.
And what a picture it was, Deepak. The Lord raising both his hands in blessings as the entire group is around him. And Swami was so happy. He raised both his hands in blessings. This group was around him. It was almost like this entire family bound by Bhagwan's love.
Beautiful.
And you should see that picture, Deepak. It's there on our website.
Okay.
In fact, we did this entire story on Radio Sai website. It's a very beautiful story of this entire Ambadola Sai Seva project.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. If you have not read it, you can go and see it on our website. You can see this picture also. Such a beautiful picture.
You mean on radiosai.org?
Yes, radiosai.org.
So I did not know you have this article on Radio Sai.
Yeah, we did some time ago. When I came to know about it, and once I had gone to Ambadola, I just felt that this is such a powerful story. We have to share with the world. But you know, the story doesn't really end there. Because amazing things continued to happen even after that day.
I think it was only a beginning.
It's always
an end. There's no ending to it, because his story is infinite.
Quite fascinatingly, the next morning, as this entire group was reliving those precious moments of divine proximity, you know, in that evening that Swami has spent so much time with them, they were thinking about and relishing those moments. They were in the shed, hall number 12. Suddenly a devotee dropped in and he handed over an envelope.
Okay.
And in there was a good amount of money.
And
he told them, I saw your play last evening. You are all so blessed. Please accept this humble contribution and use it for your project. Use it for these children.
Beautiful.
He just gave the cover and silently walked away.
So they got additional money. So how beautifully Swami really inspires, you know, good noble things to happen around him. Coming back to, you know, Vishu, what really happened next is what I am very keen to know now.
The
construction of the new complex.
Well, the youth started working for this.
Okay.
When I was in Ambadola, I saw that huge area and that magnificent ambition.
Okay, and
youth.
The plans for...
Yeah, the plans. You know, like before, when they had constructed that Sai temple.
Yes, by
the youth
labor of love.
Labor of love. Yeah,
beautiful.
The same labor of love saga was continuing here. You know, instead of hiring laborers, the youth themselves, they toiled to level those nearly 5 acres of land. The entire area had to first have a sound fencing so that, you know, it is secure.
Secure.
So then they erected poles and tied iron wires to safeguard that area. And once this was complete, they just built next a storeroom, a small storeroom. And also what they did was, they started cultivating this land in parallel.
Okay, okay.
You know, they started growing various fruits like mango, banana, papaya, jackfruit and so on. In fact, this area is called Ambadola because of the profusion production of mangoes. You know, in Odia, Ambo means mango.
Okay,
this place was known as Ambarola because you had very good output of mangoes in
this
area.
First I thought probably this Amba is derived from Amba, the mother. But well, this is Amba is a mango. Sorry, now my doubt is cleared.
Well, there could be many stories, I don't know. But this is what one
the little meaning of Ambarola is. Mango.
Yeah. It is basically the house of mango. It's a sweet place.
I think I should visit that as early as possible next summer.
Yes. They also had flower plants. You know, they started rice cultivation too. And some of this produce was used for the children. And they tried to sell whatever was extra in the market.
Right.
And see, the reason why they took this activity is they were still not fully organized to start the construction. They didn't want to leave the land idle.
You
know, that is one. Secondly, they wanted to create some employment opportunity for the youth there. So doing all this work involved all this youth there. And it helped to produce some nice fruits and vegetables for the children.
For the children themselves.
As well as keep that land active.
Active. And it should not remain idle.
Yeah, it should not remain idle.
That is a beautiful, but a lot of work also.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of work. It's a huge area and it is a lot of work. But these youth are so inspired. I mean, they will slog for Swami with love.
That's true.
That is true.
After Swami has given them so much, I think would have been but natural for them to sacrifice and give labor of love.
These people are different. So many people receive so much. But, you know, these are such simple-minded people. Even if they receive a little, they will want to go all the way
to offer the gratitude.
That is their
love. That's really a good message from the whole story.
It's such a fantastic. And now, their plans to start this construction was on. I mean, this concrete plans was ready on paper. The design looked like a long spine road from the public road.
Okay.
A long spine road which connected to a heart-shaped area. That was the kind of plan. You know, you have the public road, there is a long spine road. At the end of this long narrow road, which they call the spine road, you have this heart-shaped area.
Okay.
And that huge heart, according to them, is symbolic. It represents their goal to be embodiments of compassion. You know, heart means compassion. Swami says,
yeah, very
so
symbolic.
Their goal was to be these embodiments of compassion, just like Bhagavan. The straight road leading to this heart-shaped area showed their determination to make this happen.
Beautiful.
That is their concept. Straight. Complete determination. No digressions.
No digressions.
To become that powerhouse of compassion.
Beautiful. And what a message for the children themselves.
And according to their plan, you know, the school building would pan across an area of about 500 square meters and would have 10 classrooms. And this would be constructed next to the spine road towards the end of this road. And inside this heart-shaped area would come up a huge playground and a park spanning more than 1,050 square meters. Next to it would be the temple and a prayer hall in an area of about 160 square meters. They also wanted to construct two hostels, one each for boys and girls, which can house more than 200 students.
Wow.
And then they wanted separate mess facilities for them. You know, all possible amenities.
Beautiful.
They wanted to provide
for
the children.
They really planned a very huge project.
Yes, they wanted everything inside the campus.
I think one has to really appreciate their guts for taking up such ambitious project.
That is not all, Deepak. They also wanted to have definitely an old age home.
Okay.
It was in their plan. And they had 38 individual units with all these facilities that you need in an old age home, like an alarm system, an emergency medical attention, wheelchairs, and all the other necessities. And they have to be spacious and comfortable houses, and they had strategically placed it next to the temple and prayer hall.
And in the old age, you really had that orientation.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So that they could spend time
in
the prayer hall. And they also had close by a dispensary to provide health facilities for these old people. Apart from this, they also landmarked some land for plantation and horticulture.
Excellent.
You know, where dairy farming could also be done.
Okay.
You know, so they had, in fact, they already have a cow shed. I've taken pictures of the cows there. They already started this cow shed. And many local youth are involved in this milk production and, you know, distribution of the milk that
milk
is produced,
there.
Yeah, looking after the cows and all that.
That reminds me of, you know, Swami's Gokulam in Prashanthi Nilayam, where rich milk comes from these cows which have been brought up with so much of parental care.
Yeah.
And even, you know, that once the cows are not giving milk, even then they are cared like children itself.
Yes. That is one thing about our Gokulam. Many of them are not yielding milk, but just like the old age homes where you take care of people, our Gokulam is also an old age home.
Old age home for the old cows. Yes, very well taken care of.
Looks after them. Not only this, they also wanted a vocational training center.
Okay.
You know, okay. Because they wanted some means of training them so that they become self-reliant
after they passed out from there.
Exactly. And this plan, as you said, is huge. It's a very grandiose plan. But these youth, they are fully convinced that, you know, each of their plans will fructify. They are fully convinced about it. Because it is just their faith. They just pray and they are patient. They are very persistent in their efforts. And whatever is possible within their means now, they are at it with full zeal.
Zeal, enthusiasm and faith.
Waiting for things to unfold.
Excellent, Vishu. Vishu, you mentioned that true love basically is based upon the edifice of sacrifice. And what a story of true love this is. This is in fact true love.
You mentioned about sacrifice. These youth are sacrificing everything they have. Everything they have for their Lord. Just loving Him and living for Him. This is true service in the
absolutely,
name of
absolutely, absolutely. And such an inspired collection of souls, you know, Swami has got together. And what an awesome creation that they have done for the Lord.
And how awesome is our Lord.
to having given the inspiration to create such things.
Yes, yes.
Now I get it. Why the Sai movement in Odisha has achieved such a huge momentum.
Well, Deepak, you still do not know. Because what we talked about is just one glimpse of one little thing happening in one little corner of Odisha, in one village.
But
one story. Very true. I mean, we have no
idea about what else is happening. We have just touched the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, yes.
But it certainly is an eye-opener.
Exactly.
And I'm so grateful to you, Vishu, that you have shared this with me and everybody else this day.
Well, I loved it. You are always thrilled when you're talking about Bhagwan.
Yes.
It just enriches you.
But hope, Vishu, we will meet soon again. I have to go now, but
I know it's keep so late.
Yeah, but keep one more story ready for me, please.
Sure. I mean, we have plenty of stories thanks to Bhagwan and working in radio. So we get to hear a lot of stories, and I think next time we meet, possibly we can take up something else. Let's see how the conversation unfolds.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Vishu. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
and
much.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram. What we are listening till now was a conversation between Vishu and Deepak Anand, in which they discussed about the story of the birth of an orphanage which was started by a group of inspired Sai youth in the village of Ambadola in the Indian state of Orissa. Well, one is left only in admiration when in the presence of these inspired Sai youth from Orissa, for whom carrying forward Swami's mission is a passion which shines as brightly as an effulgent sun. With their rock-like faith and devotion, the day is not far when the entire area of Ambadola would stand revolutionized, with every speck of it radiating the matchless love of their beloved Lord, Bhagwan Daba. Ambadola, the land of mangoes as it is called, would then become Babadola, the land of Baba. As always, placing this segment at the lotus feet of Bhagwan and leaving you with another song from the drama, this is Raghu from Team Radio Sai, signing off. Jai Sai Ram.
बनाए प्यार मोहब्बत चाहत से सजाए, आओ मिलके हमें घर बनाए प्यार मोहब्बत चाहत से सजाए, बेसहारों को गम के मारों को, बेसहारों को गम के मारों को लाकर इसमें बसाए, हिम्मत काम आएगी मेहनत रंग लाएगी, अपने इतने हाथ
साथ है बाबा अपने साथ है। आओ मिलके हम में घर बनाए, प्यार मोहब्बत चाहत से सजाए। सोच से भी ज्यादा तेज हो जाए हर काम, मंजिल तुझको मिल जाएगी ले साईं का नाम।
हो 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 हो, हो हा, 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 हा।
इस दुनिया में अपने खातिर जानवर जीता है, सुख दुख बांटे औरों से जो इंसान कहलाता है। आओ मिलकर एक दूजे का हाथ हम बटाए, आओ मिलके हम में घर बनाए, प्यार मोहब्बत छा।
भजो मन
हरि हरि सुमिरन, हरि हरि भजो मन,
हरि हरि सुमिरन, हरि हरि भजो मन,
हरि हरि सुमिरन, हरि हरि भजो मन।
हरि ही तेरो तन मन और धन,
हरि
तेरो तन मन और धन,
हरि तेरो तन मन और धन।
हरि हरि सुमिरन, हरि हरि भजो मन,
हरि हरि सुमिरन, हरि हरि भजो मन।
तुलसीदास भजे रामम रामम,
तुलसीदास भजे रामम रामम,
तुलसीदास भजे रामम रामम,
तुलसीदास भजे रामम रामम।
मीरा दासी भजे गोविंदम,
मीरा दासी भजे गोविंदम,
मीरा दासी भजे गोविंदम,
मीरा दासी भजे गोविंदम।
हरि बिन जीवन कैसा जीवन, हरि ही तेरो तन मन और धन,
हरि
हरि भजो मन तुलसीदास भजे रामम रामम
तुलसीदास भजे रामम रामम
मीरा दासी भजे गोविंदम
मीरा दासी भजे गोविंदम
हरि बिन जीवन कैसा जीवन अर्पण कर मन
हरि चरण में अर्पण कर मन
हरि चरण में अर्पण कर मन
हरि चरण में अर्पण कर मन
हरि हरि सुमिरना हरि हरि भजो